Tuesday, October 16th, 5-4-3-2-1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump has been trying to keep promises that he made to both sides of the ethanol issue. He made promises during the 2016 election to support ethanol and the renewable fuel standard to the biofuel industry and farmers. He also showed great sympathy to petroleum refiners who are forced to comply with the RFS by blending biofuel or instead by buying renewable identification numbers, who were generous to his campaign. He put his good friend Carl Icahn in charge of his deregulation campaign, and one regulation that Icahn focused on to get rid of was the RIN obligation of the renewable fuel standard for petroleum refiners. The Trump EPA went back and picked up 2.25 billion gallons worth of requests for RIN waivers from the RFS, which Icahn participated in. Had the Obama administration done that, the Renewable Fuels Association would have wanted his scalp. Trump is pretty much getting a buy from ethanol interest on the RIN waivers due to political bias, also fear. He moved first to reward his donors with the RIN waivers and reduced RIN costs to comply with the RFS. In return, he promised the ethanol industry the E15 vapor waiver, allowing year-round sales. I would point out that he has announced his support for year-round E15 many times this year for political effect, but until they finish and release the rule, it's just hype for the midterm election. Ironically, in order to give his blessing to E15, Trump wanted still more modifications to the RIN market to dampen speculation. I suppose that was to try to mitigate a legal challenge coming from the petroleum industry to attempt to nix the E15 waiver. They will argue that it takes an act of Congress to change the rule, and they own Congress and would not allow that to happen. Trump's new Supreme Court Judge Kavanaugh wrote in a 2012 ruling on a lower court that only Congress has the power to change the rule modifying the Clean Air Act. Kavanaugh sided with Big Oil. So Trump knows that the petroleum industry is going to go all out to judicially tie up the E15 rule change after they have already been given what they wanted, which was the RIN waivers. In other words, there was no deal made here. There was no sure win for the ethanol industry, while Carl Icahn's back pocket has been filled. Ethanol is a lower-priced, higher-octane, cleaner fuel, so should be the consumer's choice if given the option. That was what the RFS was supposed to do. Give them the option to buy ethanol in a petroleum-dominated motor fuel distribution world. What we have now for sure is a RIN-waivered, watered-down RFS. In a motor fuel market that is not responding to much cheaper-than-gas ethanol prices, along with some ethanol proponents that seem good with that, I think we were promised more. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3-2-1. Bloomberg News reported that two cargoes of soybeans had left the United States, one from the Gulf and another from the Pacific Northwest, bound for China. The basis is so bad in North Dakota that we would expect that price would work for the Chinese with the tariff. We will assume that China will let them in, but would not be sure of that. They could be held up clearing customs. Even their commercials cannot be sure what their government will allow. These would be the second and third cargoes going to China since September 1st. China had more soybeans bought that they have canceled. How many soybeans they will buy, no one but they know, but I expect they will have ships waiting when the early harvest begins in Brazil in the new year. They will buy as few from us as they can. These loadings were of old purchases, not new ones. The trade situation with China has to stop deteriorating before it can improve. It is still worsening. The NOPA crush for September was a reported whopping 160.8 million bushel compared to 136.4 million last year. Soybeans had lots of good news Monday. Given the horrible basis levels, crush margins are phenomenal. Basis levels should improve after harvest. Just 38% of soybeans were harvested Sunday compared to 53% on average, which is way behind normal. Crop condition ratings were unchanged. The soybean harvest stalled in Iowa, Minnesota, and South Dakota, each with just a 1% soybean harvest advance last week under wet conditions. Things look better now, and the soybean market responded with a turnaround Tuesday. The snow melted quickly, creeks are back within their banks, the sun was shining, and there was a nice breeze. The corn harvest was 39% complete, which compares to 35% on average. Feed and export demand for corn are already good, and if we can get the ethanol industry moving again, which I am not convinced that E15 will accomplish, we would have a strong demand component under the corn market. I think that many growers outside the United States will favor planting soy and wheat, and that while fundamentals favor more corn acres here next season, the balance sheet will need them to continue to depress prices. I'm still friendly corn and not soybeans. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.